Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
And good evening, everyone. This is Carl from Incredibly Strange Films, Film and Stuff, and Deviant Legion. And I'm subbing today for TC. TC is off playing with his dirty knobs. Well, no, he's actually not playing with them. He's actually seeing them because he's at the Mike Campbell and Dirty Knob show. And so I decided, actually we both did, that I would sub for him today. And I'm very, very happy to have you listening to us. We're going to set up the same way that TC does the show. I'm not going to do the birthdays, though. I have an extra set of songs. Now, a couple weeks ago, TC did Noah's Rock Boat, which is all songs about animals. And I'm going to do the same thing, but these are my cuts. And you'll find that TC and I are a little different in taste. And so we're going to start out with a song by a group called the Hatters. Now, I don't have a lot of information on this group, but when I moved to D.C. in the early 2000s, I listened to Rock 101, and they played this particular song constantly. I picked up the album. The album is called The Overthrow of Our Avocado Overlord. So you can sort of get the idea that this isn't exactly serious music, but it's a lot of fun. This one is the Hatters, and this is called Dig the Rivet.
Thank you.
reaching with a one-track mind. You keep preaching about heaven and glory, but on your face it shows a different story.
Clean up your rap, your story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. I can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funky up and my feet are sweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of old weavers. Same old game, you never change. Always rapping about the same old thing.
Blowing minds is the thing of the past. You blew your chance.
But you can stand a little greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. I can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of a weaver. Same old thing, you never change. Always rapping about the same old thing. You know you're funkier.
Up on a big stool, nothing worse than an educated fool. Talking sex is your favorite conversation, but peace and love is a thing of generation.
What's in your head has really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. You're funkier than a mosquito tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of a weaver.
I was raised in a cardboard box. Even before when I was single, used to hear the
So that was The Magic Chicken by the Aquabats. Now, one of the nice things about doing these shows with TC and with Rachel is that I was sort of stuck in my own little world, you know, and I would listen to all the stuff that I always listened to, and I didn't really listen to any new bands lately since the early 2000s. And so this was a band that a friend of mine, and this particular tune is dedicated to her, Kristen McCray, turned me on to. And they're fun. Now, they're superheroes. And they actually had a TV show, live TV show on Hub TV. And they've released 6 studio albums. And they're fun and they're silly. And it was a lot of fun. And I hope you enjoyed that tune. Now, previous to that, we had Ike and Tina Turner doing You're Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter. And one thing I'll say about when Tina was hooked up with Ike, and you can say whatever you want about Ike, they were funky. She was funkier with Ike. And that was part of it. That was part of the thing. And the interesting thing about Mosquito's Tweeter is that was the flip side to Proud Mary, their single. I actually had the 45 of that, so I knew this tune when I put it in. So now we're going to go on to our next set. And our next set starts with Steel Ice Band. They're a band, British folk band from the 70s. So basically, they were started by Fairport Convention bass player Andy Ashley Hutchins. And then the duo Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor. Maddie was basically with them the whole time. And she is featured on this vocal. And we are now going to listen to The Bonnie Black Hair by Steel Ice Band.
Party. with clear green eyes, pushing through the rye grass, with tops of mountain apple pie. Thank you.
So that was our English set, all English groups. We started out with Steel I Stand with Bonnie Black Hair. We followed up with one of my all-time favorite groups, Jethro Tull, one of the more unusual songs they've ever did, The Mouse Police Never Sleep. Of course, that's not exactly about mice. That's about a cat. And if you take a look at Jethro Tull's their songs and their tunes, there are so many animal songs, and particularly about cats. Ian Anderson has said several times that he just loves cats and has had many over the years. And when he had the fish farm, he had several barn cats, which he named. He actually, in one of the albums, Ruby Dance, he sings a couple songs about them. And we finished up with XTC and Across This Ant Heap. XTC is a band I also love. I was introduced to them in the 80s. When I moved to New York, I got to listening to the great classic punk rock, post-punk Long Island rock station, WLIR. And I was listening one Sunday afternoon, and a song came on, Just Another Cuba, Living in Another Cuba by XTC. And I listened to it, who the fuck are they? And man, this group went through a major, major journey, starting as basically punk and then going post-punk and then going very orchestral at the end. And of course, that's band with particularly, of course, Colin Moulding, Andy Partridge, and also, of course, Dave Gregory, who actually was with Jethro Tull for a while. So there you go. Now we're going to go on to our silly group of songs. And this next song, I don't really have much information, but I can tell you that it was the takeoff of Muskrat Love by the Captain and Tennille. And actually, Daryl Dragon, otherwise known as the Captain, plays piano in this. So this is Hamster Love by Big Daddy.
as a snack, munch the deep fried fur lining into your mouth with the shell.
Evelyn, a modified dog, viewed the quivering fringe of a special doily draped across the piano with some surprise. In the darkened room where the chairs dismayed and the horrible curtains muffled the rain, she could hardly believe her eyes. A curious breeze, a garlic breath, which sounded like a snore. Somewhere near the Steinway or even from within, had caused the doily fringe to waft and tremble in the gloom. Evelyn, a dog, having undergone further modification, pondered the significance of short person behavior in pedal depressed, panchromatic resonance, and other highly ambient domains.
harp, she said.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Hey, this I got to show you. Now, that's my little two-year-old, Robbie, and his dog, Mister. I shot this at home with my own camera. You know, Robbie has always wanted to feed his dog, but he couldn't until now. Now his mama got him this new dog food, Rally. Comes in a new zip-open can. See? Robbie just pulls that string and zip, just like that. That's all there is to it. There's no can opener, spoons to wash or anything. And he just pours out a capful. Just like a two-year-old, touches everything. Boy, that Rally sure looks moist and tender, though. That capful's as much of a meal as a regular one-pound can. There's six capfuls in there. As many meals as in six regular cans. Gee, has more trouble opening that darn door than he does the dog. Well, there comes Mister. Look at a clean house. Oh, you know what Robbie says? Mister loves Wally. Can't even pronounce Rally, but he sure knows what his dog likes to eat. And look at that. You don't even need to refrigerate it. I guess that's one reason his mother loves Rally, too. Oh, and Rally's made by General Foods. Moist, tender chunks, zip-open can and all. That's Rally.
And yes, that was Rally dog food. And of course, that was the commercial for Evelyn, a modified dog, which of course is Frank Zappa. Anyone who knows me knows how much I love Frank Zappa. That's off the album. Now I can't remember. It doesn't matter. But great album and great song. I actually did that when I was doing my coffeehouse routines. Maybe TC will remember me doing that. It took me a little while to pull that piano part together, though. And, of course, before that, we had Who doing Forrest the Spider. Now, one thing I've got to say about that song is that's all John Entwistle. And John Entwistle, being the bass player, he basically just stood there in a skeleton outfit and just didn't even move. And yet he was a true musician. The songs that he contributed to the Who were My Wife, and of course, Uncle Ernie from Tommy. But what you really want to do sometime, if you haven't done it, is check out his solo work that he did with the group Ox, his own group Ox. And particularly Rigor Mortis Sets In, which has great, great, great funny tunes on it, including one that we featured about 6 months ago on Rachel and with Rachel. And that one was, let me think for a second, Do the Dangle. But please, if you've not listened to John Entwistle's solo stuff, please do. It's great. And of course, we started off that set with Big Daddy and Hamster Love. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. So we're going to continue here with our next set. And we're going to start with a group called Shriekback, and the song is called Koala Camp. Now, this is an instrumental. And a Koala Camp, if you don't know, is a prehistoric fish that I actually, like 2 or 3 years ago, found one that was still living. And they couldn't believe it. This particular cut, you have heard this music before, particularly if you've listened to any Nat Geo documentaries, because they use this music a lot. And Shriekback, for those of you that don't know, was founded by Barry Andrews, and he was the keyboard player for XTC for their first album, but he and the other people in the band, particularly Andy Partridge, had difficulties dealing with each other, so he went off and he started Shriekback, and this is pure 80s, you know, gold right here. So this is Shriekback and Koala Camp. Thank you.
heard a valley of barber, 40 thieves had he, out for what we all want, lots of LSD. He also had a camel, stole it from a zoo. How he loved the camel and the camel loved him too.
Oh, how the camel loved Alibaba.
Alibaba's camel loved Alibaba so. No matter where he went to, the camel had to go. Some say that he's in heaven, but this I know is true. Wherever you think Ali's gone, his camel's gone there too. Crossing the equator, ooh, how hot it was. Poor old Alibaba, cursed and swore because he was so very thirsty, and everybody knows it's horrible to walk for miles with sand between your toes.
Ooh, howdy camel, love Alibaba.
Alibaba's camel turned round and licked his hand. He said, oh Alibaba, I surely understand. We must find an oasis and get a drink somehow. But hark, I hear the temple bell. They'll all be open now. They entered for the races at the desert sports. There goes Ali's camel in his filthy cotton shorts. The starter cracked his pistol off the camel's head. Alibaba's camel wins by half a camel's head.
Hey Alibaba,
hey Alibaba,
your camel loves you,
your camel loves you.
Alibaba's camel had run for miles and miles. His tail was pointing backwards, that's how a camel smiles. But Ali and his camel, they both were out of breath. They'd run so far, they laughed so much, they laughed themselves to death. The campfire, sing a roundelay, but don't sing out of tune though. Sing of Alibaba, sing about his men, sing about his camel and then sing it all again. Alibaba's camel loved Alibaba so. No matter where he went to, that camel had to go. Some say that he is in heaven, but this I know as well. Wherever you think Ali's gone, his camel's gone too.
Hey boys and girls, this ninja science lesson's gonna rock your world. Now close your eyes and travel back in time with me and Ninja Brian. It's gonna blow your mind to shit. It was an ordinary day in Dinosaur High when Stegosaurus raised his hand and called for high fives. Tyrannosaurus saw the and got pissed because his tiny wrist caused his high five to miss. And he was like, fuck this. Oh yeah, oh yeah, it's an old school dinosaur laser fight. Oh yeah, hell yeah, just a classic dinosaur laser fight. Aru, pachoo, pachoo. It was a futuristic prehistoric throwdown, but it was quiet because in space there is no sound. We mentioned that this is a place in space, this is so shut your face. Also there were robots It's fucking science. Just ask Albert Einstein. He invented space.
And then a bunch of fucking aliens from Mars shook up all ripping Zulus on V-neck guitars. Dino sharks and robots saw they came in peace, so they killed them with lasers.
Holy shit.
And then they had a giant laser party.
And that was Ninja Sex Party. So their American comedy duo consisting of singer Dan Avidan and keyboardist Brian Wecht. And what I would suggest for everyone is check out the video to that. It is friggin' hysterical. I mean, seriously. They formed in 2009 in New York City, and they're currently based in Los Angeles. And they've done a number of other things, but just on that song alone, they're just awesome. And from what I understand from our friend John Killian, who this song is dedicated to, by the way, they're absolutely hysterical if you see them live. And that this particular arrangement is from their, based on their live show. They actually had done this previously on a couple albums back, I think the Under the Covers album they did it on. But that was Ninja Sex Party. Now, before that, we had the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band doing Alibaba's Cannibal. Now, they were formed in 1962 in England, but really they started out as a jazz, sort of jazz band, and then and Skiffle Band, and then they added somebody who you might know the name. The name is Neil Innes. And Neil Innes became basically their premier songwriter. Now, Neil Innes is actually known also as the sixth member of Monty Python, because all the Monty Python songs were written by Neil Innes. So this is previous to Python. And if you want to hear more of things like Alibaba's Camel, just check them out. They're on Spotify. Find lots of things on YouTube. A lot of fun, man. And so that was them. And of course, we started along with Koala Camp by Shriekback. Okay, so now we're gonna finalize our show tonight. As I said, I'm not gonna be doing the birthdays. We're gonna leave that for TC, but I thought we would do a set on my favorite animal, which is a cat. I love cats. And for me, a friend of mine said years ago that with a dog, you have a pet. With a cat, you have a roommate with a lease agreement. And that to me is very, very true. And we're going to start off our cat trio here with the Presidents of the United States and Kitty.
Scratching at the screen door, little bag of bones been out all night. He needs some petting and loving, old man. come inside.
Kitty, I'm a bird and I want it. A kitty, I'm a bird and I want it. Kitty, I'm a bird and I want it. A kitty, I'm a bird and I want it.
No.
A pussy bird and looking so satisfied. A pussy bird and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye. Lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy bird and looking so satisfied. A kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rap and scratch me through.
Cleopatra's favorite cat, got his hands on Caesar's spats. The heat was on as you could see. So he phoned on to Mark Anthony. Said my girlfriend's cat is smaller than me. My girlfriend's cat is smaller than me. Said Brutus had an eye for clothes. Saw them spats, he said, I like those. Caesar had no thing to say. Except Jesu Christe Domine. Et tu te, well, Jesu Christe Domine. Et tu te, well, the Senate tried to sympathize. But this cat they should despise. And Father told his whereabouts. Pretorium to seek him out. Centaurium. There goes the Centaurium. Cleopatra's favorite cat. Cleopatra's favorite cat. Brutus had to turn his head. When this cat done went and said, if he's got this thing for shoes, then it just might be ambitious too. But Rome is a democracy.
Cleopatra's cat egg.
And as we finish our music up for the evening, that was the Kinks and Phenomenal Cat. Now, that's off Village Green Preservation Society album, which just celebrated its 50th anniversary. It was released in 1972. And a couple months ago, I think it was in June, Ray Davies was presented with a gold record. It took 50 years for that album to become a gold record. And yet, you know, though it plopped at when it was released in 1972, it is an absolute phenomenal album. It's probably their best album. And it's a great album. And for those that don't know it, please listen to it. Wonderful thing. Now, before that, we had the Spin Doctors and Cleopatra's Cat. Now, I am not a Spin Doctors fan. However, that particular tune, I remember seeing a video on MTV. That's when they played videos, of course. And I just really liked that, the sense of the jazz scatting to it and the rock and roll and the nice beat and just everything about it. I just think it's such a cool tune. And before that, we had Presidents of the United States and Kitty. Now, that particular tune, I have to give a shout-out to a former workmate of mine, Carmen Peluso. Carmen was one of the merchandising people at Music and Arts. And he just came out and said, "You got to listen to this album. You're going to love this album." And he just played me Kitty, and I just fell in love with it, and I bought all their albums from there on in. So that's the Presidents of the United States and Kitty. Now, I hope you've enjoyed tonight. Now, next week, I can tell you this, that TC will be back next week. Okay, and just a moment, and I'll tell you exactly what he's doing. Come on. Well, maybe I'm not going to do that. But I can tell you that as far as housekeeping is concerned, we're going to be doing, on Monday, we're doing a watch of If, the film by Lindsay Anderson. Okay, and that's what we're going to be doing on Monday. On Thursday, we're also going to be doing a commentary watch with Rachel. By the way, If is with Josh Buckland, is going to be with us. Then we've got The Odd Life of Timothy Green on Thursday. And that is a film that I really like. And would you believe it's a Disney film? And would you believe it was written by Amit Zappa? And it basically died at the box office. I think it's a shame. I think it's a really cool little movie. We're going to be doing that. On Friday the 9th, I will be back along with the crew at the Cathode Ray Mission, which is Adam Ferenc's show, and we're going to be talking about The Sandman Season 1 that just premiered on Netflix. And then here we go. On next Friday, TC is going to be with us with Rock This Town Radio, and he's going to do PA Rocks, which is all bands from Pennsylvania, and including three bands from our hometown of Bradford, Pennsylvania. If you don't remember, TC and I basically grew up. We went to high school together in the first 2 years of college in Bradford. So there you go. That's what we're going to be doing. And hope you all enjoyed the show. And I hope I'm good enough that maybe you'll have me back to do this once again. And at this point, I'd like to say thank you to everyone. Please follow us on Deviant Legion. Also follow TC's YouTube channel. I think it's TCC77, if I remember correctly. And there you go. We're going to say good night and basically end this wonderful show. And thank you again for putting up with me today. And I promise you next week we'll get TC back for you. Good night, everyone.